Hello and welcome to The Writing Nest, brought to you by the Marlon Fitzwater Center for Communication at Franklin Pierce University. Today, our guest is Emily. Emily, what was the best part of working with Franklin Pierce University student Connor in this project?
I really like the writing bit. I love writing whenever.
That's great. Take it away.
Today is Bring Your Pet to School. I am bringing my gerbil Snowball. She's a tiny angel, I hope. Anyways, I have Snowball in my lap in the car. We've arrived at the school and I head to the ILC. I meet my friend and show her Snowball. Wow, she's so cute, she squeals. But then Snowball climbs into my friend's lunchbox. Ah, yells my friend. Whoops, I say. Snowball, get out of there. But Snowball has already started munching away on my friend's lunch. But now it's time for class, and I grab Snowball out of her lunchbox and take her to class. My classmates have brought in dogs, cats, and even a snake. All of the noise coming from the animals startles Snowball, and she leaps out of my hands and onto the floor. And that snake I was talking about missed breakfast. The snake slithers toward Snowball, chasing her through the classroom, weaving through the legs of the desks. A few animals notice this and join in with the chaos. They all have one target, Snowball. The noisy train of animals passes by me, and I scoop Snowball up. You need to contain your snake, I say, to the owner of the snake who almost ate Snowball. It's now recess, and we change into our boots, and I place Snowball in my locker. But it's not all the way closed. We leave for recess. Snowball climbs out of my locker and into someone's shoe. She then falls asleep. As we return from recess, I see someone squirming and screaming around. I shriek, Snowball! The person takes off their shoe, and a small white fluff ball emerges. It immediately falls to the ground. You killed her, I yell. I scoop her up and rush to the nurse. The nurse gives her some medicine and acts like it's no big deal, while I'm over here freaking out. As soon as the nurse is done with Snowball, I scoop her up and head to class. The rest of my day is uneventful. When it's time to go home, Snowball curls into a ball in my hand and has a little snooze. Phew! What a day, I say, exhausted. My best friend and I are heading off to Paris. Yay! The place of cheese. I need to start packing. Now. Our flight leaves in 3 hours. I really need to eat some cheese. All I think about is cheese. Anyways, I need to pack 3 days' worth of clothes. Toothbrush, hairbrush, oh, and my new beret. I finish packing and bring my suitcase downstairs. My mom drives me to the airport just for me to find out that my flight has been canceled. Welp, I say.
Thank you for joining us for another edition of The Writing Nest, brought to you by the Marlon Fitzwater Center for Communication at Franklin Pierce University.